Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Cases of COVID climb again in the USA. Russia tests a new space weapon. The country's largest meat producer is raising prices to offset inflation. The U.S. marriage rate falling to record lows. Also ahead, the fall of CNN. But first, COVID returning to some parts of the country. Infections up 18% nationwide. Hardest hit regions, Midwest and Northeast. In Vermont, the number of cases went from 45 in early August to 355 this week, an increase of nearly 700%. Previous hotspots are cooling down, however. The lowest rates in the country are now found in Florida, Texas, and the Carolinas. Moscow launching an anti-satellite missile into space, the warhead smashing into a target miles above the Earth, sending thousands of pieces of debris into orbit. The test comes as Russia amasses troops along its border with Ukraine, Poland also deploying soldiers to stop thousands of illegal migrants directed by Putin trying to cross into the European Union. Mr. Putin claiming the buildup is his response to NATO drills in the region. Keep your eye on this. Putin senses weakness from President Biden. Tyson Foods hiking prices heading into the holidays. The nation's biggest meat producer charging 19% more for poultry, 33% more for beef, pork up 38%. Farmers blaming increased costs, most packing facilities operating at 50% capacity. Americans now bracing for the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in history. Cost of turkey up 20% compared to last year. Folks tying the knot in the USA falling to historic lows. Recent study by the National Center for Health shows 6 new marriages for every 1,000 people. The least since the feds began keeping records way back in 1867. Researchers blame the trend on pandemic and financial hardships. Also, the decline of organized religion. The number of Americans who identify as atheist or agnostic rising from 17% to 26% in the last decade. In a moment, huge decline at CNN. We'll tell you why. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, bad times at CNN. With worldwide distribution, the cable news network is a very powerful brand. We all know that. But in the USA, ratings at CNN are going down fast. In October 2016, CNN averaged almost 2 million viewers every night. That was the Trump surge. In October 2021, 5 years later, CNN had a paltry 700,000 viewers, a 63% audience decline. Now, CNN has 36 bureaus around the world. About 4,000 employees. man named Jeff Zucker is president of CNN Worldwide. In February of this year, he announced he would step down by the end of the year. Zucker is paid about $6 million a year. The highest paid anchor is said to be Anderson Cooper, with an annual salary of $15 million, followed by Wolf Blitzer at $5 million, John King at $2 million. I don't believe the Cooper number, as his daily audience has never been large. Total annual revenue at CNN, according to Forbes magazine, $1.7 billion as compared to Fox News, $2.9 billion. Now, the reason CNN is losing so many viewers is that it is no longer a news agency. Every single one of CNN's anchors is liberal. Not one conservative or independent. All are leftists. That has alienated some viewers around the world who are looking for information without ideology. Also, CNN was so hateful against President Donald Trump, it branded itself as irresponsible. Even if you don't like Mr. Trump, his treatment on CNN was savage. Zucker and the other managers are, of course, responsible. They have ruined a once credible news organization. Now, it is essentially propaganda all day, every day. And that is a real disservice to this country. Americans need honest information. That doesn't mean you have to be milquetoast and boring and straddle the middle on all issues. It doesn't mean you can't have robust debate and commentary and you can't have a point of view. It does mean that you have to try at least to have some semblance of balance, and CNN does not. It traffics exclusively in pro-liberal, anti-conservative propaganda. That's what it does, and it has destroyed itself. RIP CNN. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Sir Paul McCartney, releasing a new book this month. The hardcover is titled The Lyrics, 1956 to the Present. It features the backstory behind 150 of McCartney's best-known songs. Despite breaking up more than 50 years ago, the Beatles remain one of the most popular bands on the planet. Beginning in 1963, the Fab Four, as they were called, racked up sales of 1.6 billion singles, 600 million albums, 25 number one records, and the song Yesterday by McCartney has been covered professionally more than 3,000 times. Apple Records, the Beatles' holding company, is controlled by McCartney, Ringo Starr, and the estates of John Lennon and George Harrison. And Apple continues to push out the products. The label routinely reissues old albums, sells custom instruments, video games, virtual concerts, even attractions in Las Vegas. They license songs to films, TV, commercials. The show Mad Men, for example, paid $250,000 to use a 30-second clip of the Lennon-McCartney song Tomorrow Never Knows in one episode. If you can believe it, the Beatles were the top-selling rock band last year. In total, the group racked up $90 million in sales in 2021. As per their 1968 business agreement, the money was split evenly between McCartney's star, Lennon's widow Yoko Ono, and Harrison's widow Olivia. The Beatles even have a new movie coming out. The Disney-produced documentary called Get Back features 56 hours of edited material as the band recorded music for the album Abbey Road. The Beatles remain the most popular rock band in the world, ranked by Rolling Stone magazine. And here's something else you might not know. Outside Apple Records, Paul McCartney's production company owns the rights to more than 3,000 songs, including Buddy Holly's entire catalog and music from Broadway shows Guys and Dolls and Grease. McCartney is rock and roll's wealthiest musician by far, estimated worth $1.2 billion. Back after this.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.